Okay, I am providing a final version of the Chazar Hashitz HaChazaf B'nei Kara. Some people asked for a list of the Shmaitzes to be able to chaz a Shulis by night. So rather than making a list, they just circled the six Shmaitzes that are on the sheet. And so I hope you'll chazer it, and I hope you'll have yedias in it. All that I really want, all I want from you is that you should be able to come into the classroom, and if I give you on a piece of paper any line here, you should be able to say what it means. That's all. No tests with tricky questions. Just very simple. I'll take a piece of paper, I'll pick two lines from here, three lines from here. You should be able to write down what it means. That's all. What it says here on the paper, just the Rashi Dvarim, the Rashi Prakim. And that's all. Now, I will tell you, I need a little bit of help, because I spend these last few days, the Shloshe Yemei Hagbalah for me are really days of Hachana, because since I give a bunch of shiurim, a number of hours on Rus, on Shavuos, I'm busy preparing. So, not easy to prepare what to say Shavuos by night. So I had the following ha'ara. I would like to plug in what I'm learning anyway this man into Rus. Just makes it easier. I don't have to prepare as much. One of the main ideas of Megillas Rus is that Rus was a Suftik Iris. She was Megayer in the very beginning of Rus, when she married Elimelech, and she remained a Suffolk Iris until later she came back, her husband died, and she remained a Suffolk Iris until the Rambam says that you wait, Lirais Mayei Achrisa. So by a Suffolk Iris, we're Machmir on the Shtei Atzadim Pashtus. So this Kasha bothers me, why the Rambam says by a Suffolk Ger, a Suffolk Iris. If you don't know if the intention of the person was sincere or not, that the person toilin, you wait, it's a suffix, until it'll be Nisbarer. Why don't we go Basa Chazaka de Meikara and consider the person a guy? And consider the person a guy, and later on, if she wants to be Megayer, she'll be Megayer. And she started off a guy. She was Megayer in order to get married. If you're Megayer in order to get married, we're Mesupik if you're sincere or not. Later, 10 years later, her husband died, she became poor, and she stuck with it. So Arpa didn't stick with it. We say she never was a ger, she was never sincere. And we're stuck with it. We say she was a ger, her geris originally was sincere, and in English, she's a ger, geris from Afreya. Why don't we go Basa Chazok in the Meikara and say that she was born a guy, or not interested in Geiris, and she remained until the time that we see for sure that she wants to be a Geiris. Why does it remain the Cheskas guy? Calls him on it's a Sophic. The bearer, but how do we know that she was sincere, Lemefreya? Today she's sincere. How do we know she didn't change her mind? Right, just like we say by the Shaykhit, that he knew until the last minute. So when I say about the guy, that she's not interested in being a Jew until the last minute. What? Why Taka? Why is it the guy in the Dalam Afreya? No reason to say it changed. And calls a man, this man in a Sufik also should be. I looked in the Gemara. The Gemara's case of Sufik Ger is by an Asufi. A Sufi is a child that's abandoned, so he's a Suffolk kid, Suffolk guy, he does not chazak and meikara. Unless the fact that she went through the geiris is enough of a reis and a chayim, so to speak. Alright. Nobody has any. Okay, come up with a machshava. But at any rate, this is it. This is the Sugya of Chazaka de Meikara, and I hope that you try to have a kinyan in these ideas and to know them. You should just be able to look at any line on this sheet and say what it is, what it means. Some of the lines, it's one sentence. Echazok de Meikara, Makairai. The Makara is from Tsaras. Not a big idea. It says here Chulin Yud, I think it's Yud Aleph, no? It says on the sheet Chulin Yud. If you can look it up, I think it's Yud Aleph. I think I made a mistake. But, the second line, Sheeshtiri Mecheskas Agofa Hadin, like Kiddush Amana Shein Baimum. So when there's a stira cheskas hadin, we all know the cheskas hagof is stronger than the cheskas hadin. Everybody in this room, I think, knows it by now. It's like aleph beis. But if you don't chazer it, eventually it'll be a vague memory. Each line here, some of them require a little more, but most of the lines here on the sheet are just basic taich. The first three lines are basic taich. I think everybody knows it. The fourth line too. It's basically, these are ideas that you should chazer and you should be kind of. Okay, what I would like to do today is on Lamed Aleph on the days, the last piece of Gemara before the next Mishnah. This no longer has anything to do with Chazakah d'Meikara. This is the Gemara about Mepiyam Veloyim Piksavam, where we learned the Mishnah. I think I gave out a Mitzais with the four Shitas. We're not going to get to it today. But this Gemara is the Makar for much of the Sugya Mepiyam Veloyim Piksavam. The Ketzais and the Sivas have a Machlaikis that has to do with Pshat in the Gemara, with Taich in the Gemara. It's an amazing thing. Usually they argue about Rishainim. Here they're arguing about how to say Taich in the Gemara. After the Ketzais and the Sivas argue with the Ketzais, and the Meshavim and the Sivas, he writes about the Nesivas, he says, HaMechaber, HaNesivas, Shoga B'Pirusha D'Hai Shmaitza. He made a mistake in knowing the Taich of the Gemara. So there must be two ways to learn the Gemara. If the Ketzais learn one way, the Sivas learn another way. So let's learn the Pash Pshat in the Gemara, and then I'll tell you where their dispute, where the dispute centers. V'zehu d'kiddushin l'mutei mai. Okay, about 7-8 lines down. V'zehu d'kiddushin l'mutei mai. When it says the Mishnah, zehu, it's coming to me mai, it's something. So what's it coming to exclude? So the Gemara says it comes to exclude that lemute zman the leka b'kiddushin. To be mayit zman, there is no zman in the shtar kiddushin. Umepnei malei tikkun zman b'kiddushin. What's the reason that there's no takana that a shtar kiddushin has to have a zman? So let's see. By a get, what is the reason you need a zman in a get? So there are two reasons that we had in Masechtas Gittin, that Chazal and Misakin Zman begin, either Mishum Peiri. What does Peiri mean? So Peiri means that when a man marries a woman, all of the Nichsei Malug of the woman still are owned by the woman, but the Peiris of the Nichsei Malug go over to the husband. He gets the payris of the Nechsei Malug. So let's say, this is a very terrible misunderstanding today. It's a big kitrid on halacha. There are a number of things that are misquoted. The Velt says, the Amarasa Shevel says, everything a woman owns belongs to the husband. That's the way it is, al pi tayra. They don't want to go to a bezdin. When it comes to a get, the women don't want to go. Because everything a woman owns goes to the woman, to the husband. It's absurd. Totally not true. What the woman owns belongs to the woman. What a woman brings into a marriage, when there's a get, she gets back. She inherits from her father even during the marriage. So if there's a get, she gets it back. It's not true that it belongs to a woman. It's a total amaratus. Even the notion that whatever a woman earns goes to her husband, the idea that Maisi Adel and Isha goes to the husband, is also misrepresented. Let's say a woman makes a lot of money. She has a good job. She has a... What job does a woman have already? Outfielder for the Yankees. She has a good job. She's making millions of dollars. It goes to her husband? Nothing doing. What should the woman do? What should she do? She says, Aini Zan, Aini Aisa. It's up to the woman. The husband is the one who's stuck. In the ksuba of the husband who's out, the husband is mechuyev to support her. In exchange for support, he gets her income. But it's her choice. If her income is more than she needs to live, a woman could say, "Eini zan, eini aisa." says, I'm not going to take, you don't have to support me, and you don't get my income. It's totally up to the woman. So the idea in the Chesed Melug is that what a woman brings in, the husband gets the payrus of the Chesed Melug, calls a man that they're married. As soon as they get divorced, she gets the payrus, but more than that. I think Rashi says, as soon as he wants to divorce her, right away, what's Rashi's lashon? So as he decides to give her a get, he doesn't get the payrus in the same look anymore. As he goes to a bezin to write up a get, he doesn't get the same look whenever he gives it to her. So we have to know from what zman she gets the payrus. So to know from what zman she gets the payrus, was our Masakin's man in a get. That's one man diyamar. The other man diyamar, Shemi Yechafa Abbas HaChaisai. So that people remember, a very strange reason, that maybe the woman will be Mizana Tachtav, and he'll go and write a get after this nus, because she's a Michaya Misa, and he'll pretend that the get was given prior to this nus, in order to say, first, that's why the Musakim's man began. You'll remember that reason, right? This reason is one of the kashas I have on the Gemara we had earlier that says Chazal didn't make takonis for a David or a Shriach. How Shriach is it that a woman's Mizana and she's going to get Misa? Once in 70 years? They gave Bezin once in 70 years. That's all the Misas. Right? So how Shriach is it a woman will be Mizana? She'll get Misa, totally not Shriach. In the history of the world, maybe it happened 5 times. And how many of those times is she married to her uncle, of those 5 times? And he'll want to be Mechapa, and he'll write a get, and so it's a takana for a David Alay Shriach. So for whatever reason, Chazal saw fit to make takana sometimes for a David Alay Shriach. So Chazal made a takana, Shem Yechapa Abbasachos. So that's by Gittin. That's a Gemara. Now, what about by Kiddushin, by Yishtar Kiddushin? So let's see the Gemara. Bishlahani chalamad yom mishum peiri. If you need a zman and a get because of payrus in the same log, what's pshat zman because of payrus in the same log? She should know when she gets in the same log. Arusa lesla peiri. Now the language here, what's wrong with the lashon? Arusa les laperi. What's wrong with the language? Arusa should say les laperi. Right? The new gemaras have les la. The new gemaras instead of all the tikkunim is les la. But arusa or arusa means the woman. She doesn't get payrus? Of course she gets the payrus. No? And her husband doesn't get. So shouldn't it say arusa less lay payrus? She's not arusa, he doesn't get the payrus. No? What? Less law payri, she doesn't have a din of payrus. That's misleading when you say she doesn't have a din of payrus. Say less law the same look, right? I mean, there's no. We better less. If we said less lay payri, you'd be happy. There's no. All right, we have to go down and look at the Vatican prints in the library. What? I can't hear. Gemara in the dictates. The printers that mess things. Arusa less la payri. So what do we say? By Eris, it doesn't change payris because after Eris, she still gets payris. If the reason is because of Shem Yechapa Basachaisa, Liskin's man, Mishundika, the Makadish Bakaspa, Liskin's man, let's make a Takonov's man. Why? Because maybe she'll be Mizana after the Erisim. And he'll pretend that the Erisim was later. So let's make his man because of the Takonov of Shem Yechapa Basachaisa. So the Gemara, Mishum diikin the mekadosh bekaspa, diikin the mekadosh b'shtara. They fit the rabbanon's mouth. It's not going to help anyway for mekadosh bekaspa. So to make it hakana, it's not going to be two wife. We don't bother. Amalei Ravach, where Rav Yisrael, Rav Ashi ha'avda. Diikin the kani bekaspa, diikin b'shtara, diikin rabbanon's mouth. Ah, a kinyan on an eved. When someone sells an eved, also chazal wa misakin zman. Why? If I sell you an eved, we have to know, when do I get to pay us to the eved, and when do you get? You get the paycheck at the end of the week. What do I get? What do you get? I sold you my eved. So we put zman to know when you, the buyer, start to get the pay us. So, but here also, ikad kadi bakasi ikad bishtar, tikar abadan zman. So the Gemara, yeah, hasam ruba bishtar. By eved, most people do shtaris. Hacha, but by a marriage, ruba bakaspa. None of us were ever at a wedding and saw Kiddushay Kesef. The meaning is to do Kiddushay. And then we never saw Kiddushay Shtar, rather. We always see Kiddushay Kesef. Not sure why, but that's the meaning of Ha'ilam. Or Ibn Yisema, Mishum Dolayah, Shehechi Lev. Now this piece of Gemara is the piece of Gemara regarding which there's the whole Tumul, the Bishayinim, Tzais Nesivis. Ibn Yisema, Mishum Dolayah, Shehechi. What are you going to write in the Shtar? Where are you going to put the shtar? You want to put zman in the shtar? Where are you going to put the shtar? Hechilat. Limcha gabe dida. You give her the shtar. Mokalei. She's going to erase it. Because she's the one that's going to be chayav misa based on this man. So she's going to erase this man and say this nusus before this man. Limcha gabe dida. Give it to the husband. Zimun vasa chaisi. And he'll also erase it. Limcha gabe eidim. Now here's the Gemara that's a chiddush. Let's put the shtar by the eidim. What am I going to put the shtar by the eidim? Idechiru, if they're going to remember, or idechiri, if they're going to remember, leisul asadi. I don't need the shtar. Iloi, if they don't remember, I'm afraid. Zimnin dechazu michtava. Sometimes they're going to see it and make sava from the document. Va'asu mishadi, and they're going to come say this. Rachman on Rapi and Valayim Pik Sava. So here we have a chiddush. I am an aid. I'm afraid I'm going to forget, so I go home and I jot down on a piece of paper my aid is. May I go to say this? I'm afraid I'll forget. They call me to say this, so I'm willing to come. I refresh my memory from a piece of paper. Is something wrong with that? I think it's a very proper thing to do. No, I jot things down, and no one's giving me. If the other person writes the paper to remind me, of course it's no good. He's going to put things in my mind. But I myself, I saw I got to say this. I come home and I jot things down. I would recommend you do it. I would really recommend that a person should do it. Whenever I'm involved in a din Torah that's contentious, I make sure to have good notes so that 2 years later, when they're fighting, you know, usually they keep on fighting for two more years, so I can pull it out and remember what happened. It's a very smart thing to do. I don't remember what happened. So the Gemara says Eidim can't do that. The Gemara doesn't say if Dayanim could do it. Could Dayanim do it? I don't hope so. Could Eidim do it? No. Eidim, the Gemara says, Mepiyam Alayim Piksavim, Eidim can't chop things down. See here, we have the riff, everybody who is the kasha, that there's something illogical here. I'm an aid, you and I are aid. So we're afraid we'll forget. So if we write a shtar and sign it, let's say we see aidis in Tavshin Ayin Aleph, and we're afraid we'll forget. We make a shtar, we sign it, and we give it to the Baal Din. 2 years later they call us, we don't remember. Yeah, vaguely remember. We don't remember a thing. The Baal Din brings the shtar to Beis Din. I still don't remember. He says, my signature? It's my signature. Beis Din paskins. So Beis Din a paskin. If I, myself, look at it and I do remember, and I want to say, hey, this, Beis Din throws me out. The PM of my peak sovereign, do you remember? I remember because I remember from the paper. So I think tomorrow, that's no good. So it's a double pella that there should be such a halacha. We know, we learned many times, it's a kayach hashtar, shtaris work. But why the Mepiyam B'loim Mepik Sabam should passel Eidim who remind themselves from a shtar, that is a Dava Pella. And that is where the Rif comes in here. The Rif deals with the Kasha, and he has a Teretz which needs Hezmer, and Mukiyasit that Daf Tesam and Aleph in the Rif. We have a chance, I'd like, before the end of the day today, to learn the Rif inside. And this is, in Yitzhak Shavua, we're going to come back to this Gemara. Also, the Tosfos here on the Pi Avolai Pi Savam, the Tosfos Dechazu, is an important Tosfos. The site of Tosfos is identical to Tosfos Ksubis on Daf. I think there was not Daf Chav. There it was Yud Zayin on the base, I think. So there we had an identical Tosfos, and that also was the sheet of Tosfos. And the Tosfos that I gave out, this is all basic to the sugya, which we're going to deal with. When we come back, we're going to deal with Mepiyam V'Loi Piksavim, I guess the Sunday after Shavuos. For today, we're going to discuss the Machlokes Tosfos and the Sivis, who argue on Pshat in Mimnei Ma'aloi Tiknus Man Begin, the Kedushin. The name Alei Tiknus Man BeKedushin, what the idea of the Gemara here is, and we're going to try as best we can to understand. The two pshat of the Gemara will understand, but what exactly they're fighting about, that is going to be a bit difficult. Okay, this starts with the Ketzais, the Simen Samach Aleph of Katan Aleph, after the first few lines of the Ketzais. He brings a tshuva from a Mahari Adarabi, I don't know, Mahari, Aleph Dalet Resh Beis Yud, with abbreviation, Aleph Dalet Resh Beis Yud, I don't know what it stands for, I'm not familiar with the Tshuva Sefer, but he brings from this Tshuva Mahari Adarabi, the following Shiloh. A man wanted to prove that he was married to a woman. It seems there was some sort of a sechsuch, if they were married. So the man pulled out a shtar. The shtar said that he was mekadesh the woman. Now, I'm not talking about a shtar kedushin. A shtar kedushin is a paper that says Hari apa kedesh asli b'shtar zu. That's a shtar kedushin. Just like you have a get Hari ak mugeresh asli b'shtar zu. You have a kedushin Hari apa kedesh asli b'shtar zu. Now, that's not what the Ketzais and the Sivis are talking about. At the end, the Sivis talks about it. But that's not the Shaila in this Sefer Maria the Rabbi. He's talking about a document that says that two witnesses signed that Ruvei married Leah. Two witnesses signed that it happened. It's a shtar raya, a shtar of proof that Ruvei. We do that by every get, Bisman Hazeh. I think it's well known that Bezdin doesn't give back the get. The minig, Mikad Mazdona, the minig for centuries, is that Bezdin, after they finish the get, Bezdin doesn't give back the get. The get stays by the Rosh Bezdin, and we don't give out the get because we're afraid people are going to make pikpukim on get. So we don't give the woman the get. How does she know she's married? She's divorced. How does she prove it? So we give something that we call a shtar piturim. Shtar Piturin is basically a shtar raya that says that you're divorced. At the end of the get, the shtar is written, and it says that the three dayanim signed underneath say edus. It's a shtar edus. It's not a shtar bezdin. It's a shtar raya. It says that the three dayanim who are signed here say edus that this and this woman was megureshes. Same thing with a ger. A ger finishes his geiris, her geiris. There's a shtar, but Maisif Tlasa Havina, Kechada Havina, says we three were sitting Kechado, we were sitting as one Bezdin, and this person came in front of us, as Megayer, Kedas, Kedin, Yikar Shema Yisrael, it says whatever name they choose, and Hakal Shar Vekayim. It's usually five lines, and it's a shtar that says, it's a shtar raya. A shtar raya is not Poyal anything, it's a shtar of Edis. We call it a Maisa Bezdin. It's just a name for it. really, even though we call it a Maisa Bezdin, it's basically a Shtar Raya that they honor Eidim. They honor basically Eidim that something happened. Now, I've never was yet at a Chasana where after the Chasana, the Chasana of the Kala asked for a Shtar Raya that they're married. Usually you get married and you live happily ever after. There's a Sashem Yisbara. Nobody ever asked for a Shtar Raya that they're married. But it happened. Maria the Rabbi, somebody came in with a Shtar Raya that they're married. So the Maria the Rabbi said that there's no such thing as a Shtar Raya for Kiddushin, as it says in the Gemara in Arba Achim. It's funny, they never say Yevamis, or everything else they say Yevamis. Yeah, they always say Arba Achim. But you notice, Tuchazok in the Meikara, Perak Arba Achim. I don't know why, but I guess this sugya is a known sugya. So he says, there's no such thing as a Shtar Raya for Kiddushin, as they say in the Gemara. Gemara says, who are we going to give it to? We're going to give it to her, or she's going to raise this man. We're going to give it to him, Shaviyah Chapa Basafaisa. We're going to give it to the Eidim, they're going to mess up. Because they're going to say the Fiksava. Since they don't want to give it to, we don't write Shtore Raya we don't write Shtore Raya for Kiddushin. So therefore, there's no such thing as a Shtar Raya, and therefore, it doesn't work. You have anything wrong? What? Good. So you're hitting on the Nakuda that the Machlaik has had to learn the Sukkot. I was going to ask if anybody had any problems with it, but he learned our Gemara is explaining why there are no Shtarei Raya for Kiddushin. If you have no one to give it to, so you're not going to write a Shtar Raya. What are you going to give it to? So he learned, Maria the Rabbi learned that even though this is should be a Shtar as in every other Shtar, but since Shar Shtaris Roy Lamaisra Labailam, he says other Shtaris can give it to someone. Bishtar Kiddushin Einai Roy Lamaisra Labailam, is no one to give a Shtar Kiddushin to. Lahachi Chashav Kipinkis Velayayal Achiyidu B'fi Amamish. Therefore, it's just considered a note, not a Shtar, and there's no such thing as a Shtar. The Ksais is Matzmiya on this Maria and the Rabbi, and he says that he learned wrong pshat in the Gemara. I should say that Maria the Rabbi does bring a raya from the Rif and Muki Yosef, which we didn't learn yet, that's pshat. But the Ksais is Matzmiya. He says what he says in two lines. I mean, he says more than two lines. But there in the Kudi he says, is Eich HaGoyin HaNisgar Paisel Kol Shtari Kedushin? How could somebody come and say every Shtar Kedushin is possible? V'heim L'kosmus Svarazu Elo L'nyin Zman. But it says here in the Gemara, it doesn't say there's no such thing as a Shtar Kedushin. It says, Lama L'tiknu Zman B'Kedushin. So the Gemara says, there's Mozan, the Mishamachi L'tiknu Zman B'Kedushin. Mishum D'Lefto L'Stunei, D'Eichi Nevad. So we're going to give it to. But, so what does he mean? That once there's no Zman, you write a Shtar Kedushin without Zman, and now you can give it to the woman, or you can give it to the man, still can't give it to the Eidim. They're going to remind themselves of the Fiksavim. But you could write it, what's wrong? The Gemara has a Cheshma why you can't give it to the man or the woman, because they're going to be Machik this man. If you don't write this man, so it'll still be a Shtar Raya, it won't be a Raya on the time, but it'll be a Raya that it happened. Would you give it to the man or the woman? Just thinking out loud. How you would have to give it to? Huh? You have to give it to the woman. Why not the man? What? For better reason. We would write a Shtar Kiddushin for a man. What? Lalaiva, right. So the man could write a Shtar Kiddushin without giving it. I take that back. That's a Shtar Kiddushin. A Shtar Raya, you give to the man. Shtar Raya, the Shtar says it happened already. So you're right. So Shtar Raya, it says it happened. You can give either to the man or to the woman. The woman would want to have it for her ksuba. Well, she has a ksuba l'chayra. The man will want to have it. Actually, she doesn't get a ksuba for kedusha. Why would anybody want to have it? What? I guess she would want to have it because 12 months later she gets mezayis. If you say mezayis, so she'd be interested in being able to prove it because. What? Oh, she only gets mezayis, so mezayis that has not. So why would anybody want a shtar raya? What? Someone's ma'ar. No one should steal the wife. Let's say a man marries a woman before he goes off to the army. He's afraid. It happens every time. A man gets married, he goes to Afghanistan. It happens by Goyim every time. And when they come back, they find that their wife found someone else that's more they're more interested in. So, alright. Just to prove your marriage. Okay, anyway, Maaseh Shaya Kachoya, somebody bought a Shtaraya. And the Maria de Rabbi said there's no such thing. And, Ktsoy says it's Hapshat Nikamar. The Nesivis, it's a cotton bays, and Simis HaMachais are cotton bays. After bringing the Ktsois, he says that the Ktsois were on Pshat Nikamar. If there's no Zman in a Shtar Kedushin, so in a Shtar Raya for Kedushin, then the word is that there is no Shtar Raya. Why? Because the Etzem, there's no such thing as a Shtar Raya Kedushin. It's not like the Etzem when the Torah was given, there's a Metzias of Chazal making Shtar Raya. For Chazal to be Misakin, a Shtar Raya, it would have to be a good Raya. And since Lamaisa, you don't have Zman, once you don't have Zman, so what's the purpose? The main purpose of a Shtar Raya for Kedushin is Bakr. So if you have no purpose for a Shtar Raya and Kedushin, then there's no reason Chazal would make such a takana. The truth is, that when you think about it, most Shtarais are Shtarimam. But most Shtarais that are Shtarei Raya have to do with Mamanis. Once you have no Zman in the Shtar Kedushin, there's very little in Yinyanei Mamanis that you could be piled with the Shtar. The Shtar by itself doesn't do anything without Zman. So the Nesivis maintains that the Gemara is Taka like the Maria de Rabbi learns. And he has to have a proof. So he brings a proof. There's a Gemara he brings from the Sechtes Ksubis, Daf Kuf Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara brings a Braisa, Ein Kais Vin Shtari Eris Vin Nesu in El Medashneim. Ein Kais Vin Shtari Eris Vin Nesu in El Medashneim. So the Gemara says, Hechidon. And the Gemara, Shokol Atari, what kind of Shtari Eris is there? What type of Shtari Nesu is there? So he says, if Chazal made a Takon of Shtar Raya, what's the Shokol Atari? And the Gemara wants to say that Shtar Nesu needs a Ksuba. He said he means a ksuba. Chazal was talking Shtarei Raya, so watch the Shakel Vatarya. So the Ketzais, the Nesivis holds that Pshat this Gemara is that Chazal will never misakin Shtarei Raya for Kedushin at all, or for Nesuin at all, because since he can't write Zman by Kedushin, now why not by Nesuin? But you can't write a Zman. Once you can't write a Zman, Chazal won't misakin Shtaris. If you write something on a piece of paper, it's just a paper. It's not a Shtar. So what?
It's only for the Rama that I need
something that I need
that I take on
Shtar.
Shtar is a proof.
The Chazal
Rambam
is
actually like
I've taken
a picture of something. That's it, I can use it as proof.
So the Rambam that you need a Takon Shtar. See, but then it comes back to the question. What's Mepik Savon and what's a Shtar? So you're right, like the Rambam. Shtar has to have a Shev Shtar. Like the Rif, what makes something a Shtar? I guess that there has to be a Takana to write such a Shtar. But the Lashon that the Bariya, the Rabbi, brings from on the Mukhi Yosef, the Shtar has to be something that's Roy L'Maisra L'Bayim. definition of a shtar. What makes one thing a shtar and one thing notes? I go home and I write some notes on what I saw Eidus, so I don't want to forget it. Why isn't that a shtar? Because I didn't sign it. It's Ksav Yadi. Same thing. Why give something a name shtar and give something a name notes? So the language of the Mukiyasis that they bring is that it has to be something that's roy in the Maestro in the Bible. Something that's roy to give over. If it can't be given over to someone to take with him and use later, it doesn't work. Machloikis, Ksaisnes, this is whether a paper without Zman, the Sidus, the Ksais holds, it's good. So you can't prove Zman, but you can prove you're married. The Sidus says, no, they weren't Mesakin such stars. That's not a star, it's just notes. That seems to be here the Machloikis and how to learn the Sugya. If there is such a thing as a shtar raya in such a case. The shtar gerushin is talking about the shtar gerushin itself. Right. So the shtar kedushin, we should be talking about the shtar kedushin itself. It's true. The Gemara says, Roy v'amatanish v'kaspa, miyot v'shtar. You're right. So the truth is that they're taka arguing on the shtar kedushin too. The Sivis at the end says this, that even by a shtar kedushin itself, if it doesn't have zman, it's not a shtar raya. It's mechadish that if it does have zman, somebody was over, he wrote a shtar kedushin with zman, the Sivis says, I'm oyed to you, it's a good shtar raya. Tzal said, don't do it, but if you did it, it's a shtar. Because the Torah said it's a shtar. Shtar kedushin, the Torah said it's a shtar. So he's takamayda on a shtar kedushin namish. Their machloikis is on shtore raya, but the Gemara says, the machloikis comes when the Gemara says hechi levit lilche legave, where should we put it? What does the Gemara mean? Does the Gemara mean you can't put it anywhere, so there's no such star? Or does the Gemara mean you can't put it anywhere, so you can't write Zman? That's the machloikis tzais nesivis. I should better say the Maria the Rabbi with the nesivis against the tzais about the shaklavatari of this Gemara. I doubt if I write an IOU, I take a scrap of paper, I write an IOU, I don't write Zman, I give it to you. Some everyone agrees that that's a shtar, even though it doesn't have Zman. So it seems by Mamin there's no tumul without Zman. Here there's more of a tumult over whether there's Zman. Ksav Yadai is a machloit. So Ksav Yadai is a shtar in a Torah, or Ksav Yadai is a shtar in a Rabbanim. Okay, so much for Pshat in the Gemara. Let's look at the Rif. The Rif is Daf Tes and Daf Eh Harif. It's an unusual Rif. I think when we learned the Mishnah, I pointed it out to you. It's a very unusual Rif. You know, the style of the Rif is not to go off like a Tysus on a tangent. And here he does. Okay, we'll start from the last word on Chesamid Beis, the last line. He brings the last piece of Gemara on the bottom of Chesamid Beis. The first bunch of lines is Lashon HaGemara, which you're accustomed to seeing in the Rif, and then he goes on. First he brings Lashon HaGemara. The name Ali Siklus Mabi Kedushin, Mishlal Abadiyama, Misham Peri is Kizmabi Gitten, Misham Achilatik is Mabi Kedushin, Darusalas La Peri. Elon Abadiyama, Misham Basachoisa, Ishlaitisne, Liskins Mabi Kedushin, Vasikna, Liskins Mabi Kedushin, Vasikna. Now he brings the Gemara's Vaskana, Misham Dalai Asher, Echila. You're going to put it by heart. Machol leilas man. Limcha gabei didei zimnin dizin tabachas achoisay mechapi Allah. Limcha gabei edim idin dechiri leisu usadim. Ida chazuk sava vasu misadur. Rachman afiyam v'leim fik sava. Yochach leyavshir. Yochim begerishin nami. Who we going to give the shtar by get? Name ahachi. Where says no begerishin king the lad solad idakasi. Since it's for her benefit, My makkel leilas man, she's not going to come to her race. Kedushin v'chayiv adidaka asim. By kedusha, where she loses if she's mizana, the megala Allah deisha says she makalei lizman hamilsa. Okay, so I read you the first, was it about a dozen lines? I tested it out. Those dozen lines, Allah Shra Gemara hamilsa makshubar rabban. This sugya makshubar rabban. The rishayim, the gainim, have a hard time with it. How could the Gemara say that if you pull out a shtar, it's a sarim api amalai mepik sava matanan? It says neman adam laime zeksav yadei shel abba, zeksav yadei shel rebbe, zeksav yadei shel achi. If a person brings out a shtar and you do kiyum shtaris, so that it's a good shtar, and it means that the edim are not even here, they could be dead. And we pull out the shtar on the kind of signatures, it's good. If a dref say this pepeh and not by shtar, hashba. Afagav damri inu zek savya deinu einem on it. If they themselves would say we wrote this, it doesn't help. Elabina adi adi lo lisadusa misadi vahashta alpeh. It has to be they know the Eidus and they say this now about Peh. V'loi masi de Baal-Peh. Lo yaveh Eidus. And they don't say Al-Peh that's not Eidus. If so, ki amri achrini zeksav yad shaplaini. Have your Eidus? Bitvia. Plia. If they write it and they move to China, so we take out their paper, mekayim diksav yad, and we say it's Eidus. It's a shtar, or the signature, mekayim the signature. And now when they hear in front of us, it's no good. That's his kasha. And for the riff, and as I said, there are four terutzim. The riff's teretz is one. The balamor on the bottom is another one. And then you have Taisvis, and you have Rashi Barabba. Four terutzim. Zokta mistaver lon. Zokta riff. The answer is mistaver to us. Ki amina rachmana omer v'pi avloim b'pisav v'loi havi lo edis shabik sav edis. When do we say the Shabbat Sav is not an Eidus? Hani Mili Echadi Yisei Lishtara Tusei Yidei Sadi. That's if the Shtar is in the hands of the Eidus. The Kama Doloi Nafkola Sedusa Metusei Yidei Hain the Sadi. Calls a man the Eidus didn't go out of the hands of the witnesses. Kama Doloi Kamis Hadba Anhashtadavya. It's like they never said Eidus. If they're holding the shtar in their hands, it's like they never said any eidus. Do'i boi, kashu lei l'shtara, v'lei masadi. What's this? Doha. Till doha, we were going good. We're saying as long as eidim have the shtar in their hands, nothing doing. Have shtar in your hands, it's not eidus. Why would I say it's not eidus? Because the witnesses have it, it's not eidus. Eidus is when you say eidus. Give out eidus. Says no, because it sounds like a drabbanon. What is it? Da'i boy, kafshi lo l'shtar of alei masim. Because if they want, they can be crooked, hide the shtar, and not say edus. But that line, I don't understand. Let's go back there. Hilchach, imad kiri lo l'sadusa masi debal peh havi edus. If they say it al peh, it's edus. Iloi loy havi edus. So when they're holding their shtar, nothing doing. The paper is not a shtar. And therefore, they have to remember in order for it to be an Eidus. Amo shtar is enough if you to say yidei de baldin. But if shtar is being held by the baldin, by the malva, by the meicher, by the kaina, by the isha, loy amrina mebe piyam loy piksavam hu. Why dami inna dechasim b'shtar of yavi leilam arei layachal mehedem hu. V'havale kevishin echrei dusam b'bezdin. From the minute they signed the shtar and they gave it over to the Baal HaShtar, it's as if they said Eidus and Bezdin. Damar Shem Ben Lav and Lakish. Eidav Asum and Al HaShtar and Asim Mishnah Zom and Bezdin. Hilkach Mepiyam Karin and Beivu Loi Mepik Savam Hu. Once they give it out, it's done. Umahay Taim HaMekamin Al HaShtar Vasim Zidai Sadi. Therefore Mekayim the shtar from the Eidav. V'loi Ich Mislad Imad Kirillah L'Sadusei Loi Mad Kirillah. Who cares if they remember or not? So here we have the Riff's Chiddush. The Riff says, A shtar is a shtar from the minute it's given out. Given out to who? To the Baal Shtar. It doesn't mean they give it to somebody else to hold. It means from Mesira Labailim. The key is that you need a Mesira Labailim. It gets a Shem Shtar for when you Meiser it to the Baal Shtar, whoever the Baal Shtar is. From that moment in on, it has a Shem Shtar, and there's no psul on the PM of like the peak sum. Also, it's a pasuk. So there's the kesef yichnu, the custom of the sefer v'chasul. V'heid edim. It says in the pasuk that if you sign a shtar and you have edim, it's proof. L'mem rechi yachinami the chi haygavda edus mal yisu piyam ivlaim piksava. Okay, then he goes into the Gemara of Suvis that Edom could sign, write something on a paper and remind themselves, so we're going to have to get to that too. But that's not the main Indian here. The main Indian here is when does it have a Shem Shtar? Here we have to think, let's digest the Rif. The Rif says that to be a Shtar, it has to be Roy L'Mesira L'Bailim. I shouldn't say Roy. It says you have to be Meiser with L'Bailim. A Shtar is a paper that's signed and done, and it's put out into the public, into the Baldova's hands. From that minute on, it has a Shem Shtar. Calls the man, the Edim, or presumably the cipher is holding the piece of paper. It's not a Shtar. Now, what comes out from this one? Let's say they call me to Bezin. Say, you're a witness. I tell them, I don't remember. So Bezin says, here, you signed the Shtar. You gave it to the Baldova. Look at it and see if you remember. I look at it and I remember. Is that okay? Can I say this about Peh? Yes, right? Is that what he's saying? He's saying, now I don't have to say this about Peh because what's the difference? He has a shtar anyway. I say it's my signature. But the nekuda of this riff is that the whole problem, at least to this point, is that it's a ksav and not a shtar. The whole, the tmiya, how could I remind myself of the piece of paper? Since that paper is not a shtar. What? Shtar that's also the day Bible. I don't have to remember it. I don't even have to remember it. Koshke, if I remember it. But I mean, what's the difference if I remember it? I'll tell you when it'll be a nafkamina. Let's say the shtar is signed by me and someone else. You know, he and I are witnesses. And he died. I come into Bezdin. I come in, you know, I don't really remember. Bezdin reminds me from the shtar, and now I remember independently. Now Bezdin has a problem. The kid, they have to be Mekayim the second signature. So I tell him, you know, now I could be Mekayim the second signature. Now, my signature, you get plenty of people to be Mekayim. The second signature, I want now to be an aid on the second signature. And I was only reminded because I read it. Now that I'm reminded, I can't remember that Pliny was the second aid. So here you need my Haggadah to say this. Now I can't say aid this on my signature plus his versus Nafik, what's the Lashon, Mechi Riva, Dishtara, Pipuva, Dechad. That three quarters of a shtar is on my say so, my Haggad, and half of his. But I'll tell you, find someone else to make my signature. And I'll say this on his. That, L'chayr, is nafkamina now. To sum up, the Shita Sarif appears to be that there's a concept of shtar. Once it's a shtar, there's no psul in the peak summer. If it's a shtar, it's not the peak summer. If it's notes, it's Mepik Sava. The only trick is to figure out when is it called a shtar. At which minute is it called a shtar? For that, the Rif tells us it's called a shtar from when I give it out. We give it out of my hands, and the key words are the Sira Labailim. That's what the Maria de Rabbi and the Tzais are talking about. Maria de Rabbi says that a shtar has to be royal of the Sira Labailim. And therefore, a shtar raya for kedushin is nothing. You can't give it to anybody. He bases it on the riff. The Rif says if you can't give it away, it's not a shtar, it's just notes. So the ikar nekuda of the Rif is this nekuda. Has to have a shem shtar. When does it get a shem shtar? When it's roy, I don't know if it has to be roy l'basir l'bailam, but it has to be mosir l'bailam b'payil. But at any rate, that's the shita of Rif. The Baal Hamor here has a second shita. The Rabbah has a third shita. And Rebbeinu Tam in our Tosfos has a fourth shita. So these are four shitas brought in the Ktzais, and they're all here in the sugya. And the Ktzais, not the one that I read in the beginning, but the Ktzais that I gave out was in Lamed something. That Ktzais that I had given out, and we still have copies of it. Save them somewhere. Maybe I'll make some more copies too. It's a place. Here it is. All right. So the Ktzais is Simchav Ches, Simchat Vav. And there are a bunch of copies here if somebody wants to get the few that are left. It's one of the most basic tzaisim that I hope you never leave yeshiva. But if you come to leave yeshiva, at least you learn 100 tzaisim in your lifetime, 200. This tzais, the four answers to the question, a basic question, you can stop any yid, it's a general knowledge question. Why a shtar is good? It's mepik savam. The answer to that question is something you should know. And there are a couple of copies left. I hope everybody will make use of it. So you have homework. The homework is to go over Chazak and Meikara. And it's Hashem on Sunday we're going to come back to this. After Shavuos, we have a very short Zman. We have a Zman of about 2.5 weeks. So Friday I'll be here in Hashem for the regular Friday Shavuos. Next week we start the 2.5 weeks of the final stretch of the Zman. But nothing comes to Chazak and Meikara. What we spend this Sfira doing, Chazak and Meikara, and you'll ever spend 4 weeks in the yeshiva with such a sadistic ideas to be kinder, so please do a proper Chazara.